gangers appear to be hard at work, too. Funny how they could wander around never getting hurt.
One Eye! Goblin! I yelled. Where the hell are you, peckerheads? What the frack is going on over there?
I watched a feeble arrow pass through a Murgan a dozen yards away.
What's that weird light?
Whatever it was, it gave me the feeling that things could get worse than they looked already. I got no response whatsoever from my favorite wizards.
Rudy! Flip a flare ball out there. Let's see what's sneaking around.
Until recently, my now less than favorite wizards had provided spot illumination.
Bucket! Where the hell are Goblin and One Eye?
10 minutes ago, I had 3 pairs underfoot, all of them squabbling. Now they were gone, and the Shadowlanders were quieter than mice below. Red Rudy yelled at Loftus and Cletus. One of their engines thumped. A blazing ball arced outward, its only purpose to betray what the enemy was doing in the darkness. Sparkle piped.
I seen them headed downstairs.
Suckass.
Why?
This was for sure not the time to wander away.
They went to talk to Permy and some of them guys from the Horse Brigade.
I shook my head. I would choke them myself in the middle of a goddamned battle. The fireball revealed that the Shadowlanders had pulled back from the wall. Spending our missiles was a waste. The Southerners were setting up engines capable of throwing grapnels in clusters. That was a stupid way to do business against an 80-foot wall with veteran soldiers on top. But if they wanted to play it that way, we would accommodate them. I was confident that, no matter how many ropes they threw up, we could cut or dislodge their lines before they could climb that high. Then, with lungs ready to fall out and arms too heavy to lift, get busy defending their bridgehead while other equally dim types made the same climb carrying a half ton of equipment apiece.
Goblin!
God damn it. I wanted to know what that light was over there. The Shadowlanders had not scaled the wall there. They had attacked off of earthen ramps. Not a surprise. They had been building the ramps from the beginning. That was just basic siege work, employed since the dawn of time, and one reason your thoughtful modern prince builds his stronghold on a crag or headland or island. Naturally, the besieger spans the last dozen feet with a bridge he can yank back if a dangerous counterattack develops. The flare ball smashed down 400 yards out. It continued to provide light until the Southerners buried it with sand, originally intended to extinguish firebombs if we used them.
One Eye! I'm going to have your wrinkled balls for breakfast!
I snarled.
Cletus! Keep throwing them fireballs. Who's got messenger duty? Feet! Go find Goblin and One Eye.
Never mind.
One of them brain-damaged runts just turned up.
One Eye said,
"You rang, my lord."
Are you sober? Are you ready to get to work now?